Hello, virtual Van Herf watchers, Sig Fed people, cigar people around the world. My name's Dave. This is the virtual Van Herf, as part of Cigar Federation. Our guest is Will Cooper from Cigar Coop and Stogie Geeks, and we are going to talk cigars and especially leading up to Halloween, talk Halloween exclusives. Thanks for coming on, Will.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you to every buddy in Cigar Federation land.
So for people out there that are new to the HERF or coming on, it's an opportunity for you to come on, have a cigar with us, ask Will some questions, just sit, have a cigar, have a watch. If you want to join in, if you go to the virtual event HERF page, which if you look at the Sig Fed site under shows, you'll see virtual event HERF. Go to that. There should be a link. You click on the link, you join the HERF, come on board. If that link doesn't work, what you can do as well is send something on the chat. John Cigar Surgeon just told me that he put the link up in big bold font on the event page. You should be able to see it there. If it's not working, you can send me your email on the chat and I'll send you the link to jump in. Consequently, if you have a question but you're bashful and you don't want to come on the Google Hangout to ask it, you could type it in the chat or type it in the Q&A section of the HERF and come on board. I'll ask it to Will and we'll see how we're going. So first off, before we go too far into it'd be nice to know if people are smoking as part of this Halloween edition. So Will, what are you smoking?
I kind of went back in time a bit, and I opted to smoke something from the Tatoi Monster series, which I know we'll get into. And I went to and I decided to smoke one of the little monsters, and this is the Mini Mum in the Corona size. Based
Nice.
off the Mummy blend, it's a Nicaraguan puro. Really always enjoyed the Mummy blend a lot.
So, I am smoking. I actually was gonna smoke the Big Mom, the actual original release, but I decided to smoke the, you can see it here, the Jekyll. So this is a Tatuaje Jekyll. I've already kind of put a dent into it.
You needed
But
a
I've
head
kind
start with that.
of that's right. But I kind of wanted to smoke it mainly because we're gonna talk exclusives here. And as many of you know, the Hyde has been released. So I thought I'd smoke the Jekyll sort of as a throwback to that. So I'm having the Jekyll tonight. This one has a bit of age on it, and it just smokes amazing. This is a really good cigar, Will.
Sancti Spiritus wrapper being used on it. It was the first time it was used on a Tatuaje. And folks who aren't familiar with that Sancti Spiritus wrapper, that's the tobacco going into peat on the L'Atelier end of things. And in my opinion, that was a top 20 cigar, that Tatuaje Jekyll. They're smoking fantastic still. So I'm a big fan of that blend, and I'm a big fan of that wrapper.
Well, we have a lot of people viewing, as I can see. So jump on if you want to have a cigar. I got a question for Will. A little trivia. Will was actually on the first episode of Virtual Event HERF, where 40 forgot to push for it to be broadcast, and it wasn't live at all. So this is an overdue.
That's funny. And I know I said we're going to talk more about the community stuff tonight and the cigars, but I do want to mention one thing on Stogie Geeks. For episode one, which I wasn't around for, apparently Paul did the same thing, and he forgot to, so there's an unrecorded episode zero somewhere.
Well, this is it was funny because Will was nice enough to come on for the first one, and I thought I had everything set up, I didn't press to start the broadcast. We got about 45 minutes into a great conversation. And I said to Will, I don't think this is recording. And lo and behold, we weren't on air at all.
Yep.
But he has been gracious enough to come back and rectify that error.
Oh, glad to do it. Glad to do it. Hey, I'll give you a piece of trivia with the mini mum. What is the unique thing about what was unique about the mini mum in regards to the Monster Series?
Ooh. Is it, I'm gonna have to guess. I don't really know. Is it the unique about the mini mum? Is it the Vitola?
No.
Oh. Is it, I don't know. Suspense is killing me, Will.
Okay. It was the only monster to be released in the little size before the full size. So little monsters.
All right.
So little monsters came out in 2012, and they came out like in the summer. And Mini Mum was in there. Mummy didn't come out until Halloween. So technically, that is the only one of the monsters that was out in another size before the full one was out.
Right. Huh. That was a trivia I did not know.
Yep. Little known trivia. Yep.
Now, it looks like some people are having trouble with the link. Bob Dog looks like he's having trouble. Although we have about 9-10 viewers up. So we got people on. So if you're having trouble with the link, check out the virtual event HERF page. If that link does not work, whack your email in the chat room, and I'll send you a direct message with the link on it. If you're watching and have a question but don't really want to jump on, you're just watching, having a cigar, hanging out, you can put your question in the Q&A, and I will get it to Will.
I'll do a little bonus, Dave. I'll do a little bonus.
Yeah.
Best question tonight will get a Smoke Naked t-shirt.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
You heard it from Will.
Yep.
So if you ask a good question, get a Smoke Naked t-shirt.
Yep, the best one. So we'll pick it out. You will pick it out at the end, not me.
Oh, oh, the pressure.
Yeah.
So ask a question. If it's really good, you get a Smoke Naked t-shirt. But all questions are good questions.
All questions are good questions, yep.
Hop online. I think, like I said, some people I think may be having an issue with the link. But Surgeon is helping people out because he's a champion.
He's a surgeon.
Canadian champion.
He's a surgeon. That's why he's a surgeon.
He's
doing some great work.
Yeah. He's a superhero whose powers are technology and whiskey tasting. He's a supernatural.
Yeah.
Speaking of the supernatural, Will, is my segue to mm-hmm. Halloween cigars. So we got Monster Series, which I was talking with Will off air, saying that I think the Monster Series is probably one of the most, if not most popular, but one of the most sought after exclusive series probably in the last 10 years or so. And we have that. And we also have the Viaje Halloween cigars. Are there other Halloween exclusives that you know of, Will? I mean, has CAO done anything for Halloween or anybody else?
They actually just did one this year. It's called Rider's Revenge. And they just released it. Literally, this cigar, they didn't send any information out to anybody about it. They just sent it to some of their big accounts. I have not smoked it, but they're advertising it as a pumpkin spice cigar. The folks who smoked it said it's actually a pretty good cigar, but they don't get that heavy infused flavor from it.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I've had the CAO. I've had the Christmas ones, the Rabid Reindeer and the Nutcracker one. And I thought the Nutcracker was really good. As a Connecticut, I really like that cigar.
The Nutty Nutcracker.
I really like that cigar. I thought it was quite good. So I just wondered. So, because Viaje, they have the Full Moon, and then I guess the Zombie as well, although I don't know if that's not really a Halloween release as such, but sort of fits the theme.
Yeah, he doesn't release that one at Halloween. That's usually a cigar that comes out in the spring.
That the Super Shot for that, the Super Shot 10 gauge is amazing.
It really is. It really is. What Andre's typically done for Halloween is he's usually put out a Skull and Bones cigar, and he puts out what's called the Mystery Edition. And it's another approach, like I just mentioned with CAO. The cigars just show up, and he doesn't tell anything about them. In fact, I still can't tell you much about this year's because he just hasn't released a lot of information on it. Other than I know it's a short Robusto.
Is he not a lot, but there are other cigar makers like that. Is he pretty protective of blend information? Is it largely undisclosed?
It's largely undisclosed. He's gotten a little more open with it over the past couple of years. But he's usually, you know, when he was doing, he's still doing stuff out of Casa Fernandez. That tends to be Nicaraguan puro, either Criollo or Corojo wrapper, or San Andreas Maduro. So for the stuff coming out of Casa Fernandez, it's pretty much that's the profile. But there's different, obviously, primings in there. You don't know what the combination of those tobaccos are, but those are pretty much the Casa Fernandez. Now the stuff he's doing out of PDR, he's getting into some different tobaccos. Like he's just he did a Connecticut Broadleaf release this year, so he's starting to change things up on that end a bit.
I just want to remind people because I took a look at the chat, and Jeff M has directions on how to get to the HERF. So thanks, Jeff, for putting that in the chat room because some people are having issues. So just to reiterate to people, you go to the SigFed website, select shows on the top. You scroll down to Virtual HERF, and there'll be a link that says click here to join the Virtual HERF. And you click that, and bang, you're in. Where you may have an issue is you may need to have the Google, Google Hangout on whatever tablet or computer you're using, so check, make sure you have that. And you can join in. Jeff said he would join in, but he's chilling on the couch. Well, thanks, Jeff. You're helping people out, man. And if you have question and you can't jump in, like Jeff, because he's on the couch hanging out. If you have a question but can't jump in, you can send that through the Q&A. You can do all of that, and you can, and I'll ask it to Will, and we'll talk about it.
Yep, and it looks like Bob Dogg has joined us.
Bob Dogg.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
You're having trouble in the chat.
What's happening, Coop?
Hey, Bob, great to joining us.
What are you smoking?
Well, I figured that it was the Tattoo Hangout, so I got a Frank.
Oh, nice. Will's gonna be very jealous of you. Will may track you down to grab that cigar.
I mean, we were talking about the success of this series, and it's 8 years old. That's the cigar that started it all. That cigar, and it's unbelievable, that blend.
I got to agree with you, Coop. I mean, it is just fantastic, man.
Now, but, both Will, I'll ask this to both Will and Bob Dogg, because like with the Frank, with the Mummy, Wolfman, and the Jason, and the Drac, they have the full Vitolas, but they also have like the Pudgies and the Minis. What are your favorites in those blends? Like, do you prefer the Largers over the Pudgies, the Minis? Like, which do you prefer for those that they did? Because Will, you like the Mini Mom. Do you like that over the Larger release?
In terms of the Mini Mom and the Mummy, I think the Mini Mom aged better than the Big Mummy did. So the Mini Moms have really held their due. Some of the larger ones have smoked better. You know, I think I was telling you before the show, I thought the Jason smoked better than the JV13. But the original Wolfman and the Face, I think, smoke better than the smaller ones.
How about you, Bob Dog? Have you noticed? Do you have any favorites in the little or the pudgy over the regular size?
Yeah, I got to say that I agree with Will about the face, although I really like the face pudgy.
It's very good, yeah.
But this is the Frank Pudgy. It's a little box press, and it's the second one I've had. I like it better than the original. A couple of buddies of mine say, you're nuts. I'm like, I don't know, man. I just like it better.
That Pudgy Frank's very good. I've not had the original full-size Frank. I've had the Pudgy and the Frank Jr., and I really like that Pudgy one.
Yeah, the because I've had the full-size and the Pudgy of the Frank, and that Pudgy is really good. And the box press is good, too. I like it. I like that in the box press as well. It's quite good.
The Pudgy was a really good set because they were basically just shorter versions of the originals. And sometimes with those longer double Corona cigars, they do run out of gas a little. The combustion sometimes gets a little off because they're longer smokes. And that's why I thought the Pudgies were actually a stronger set, in my opinion, than the Little Monsters.
Do you think he's going to do another set like that, Will, or do you think he'll come out with another, not a Pudgy, but another sort of similar sampler like that?
I wondered if he – I don't have any insight. It seemed like the Pudgies didn't sell as well as the Little Monsters, but that could be because they produced more of them. There's been – I hate getting into the rumor piece, but there's been buzz that possibly they would do Lanceros of these blends at some point. But I think it's just buzz. I don't think there's any teeth to it right now. But it would make some sense, you know, to kind of do a skinny version of something.
Now, I know Pete Johnson's a big fan of Virtual Event Herf, so he's probably one of the 11 viewers right now. If you make a Lancero sampler, I'm going to buy 8 of them instantly, because that would be amazing.
I don't know how, you know, it would be tough, though. How would you do a couple of those? Like, those box presses would be pretty thin, and, you know, the face would be kind of a difficult one to do a Lancero on.
Oh, I'd still buy it, though. Or if you did all of them in a half Corona, I'd buy that as well. I love that. I just love those Vitolas.
Hear that, Pete? We need a face Lancero, man.
You call it the Bob Dog sampler.
A box press Lancero.
You never know. It could happen.
A box press Lancero would be fit.
Box press. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Good
call. Doesn't 1502, do they do a box press Lancero?
Yep.
Yep. There you go. It can be done.
Everything he does is box pressed.
But no, and so with the Monsters, because I think you're right, Will. I think at some places you can even still buy the Pudgy sampler. Like, I think it's still available.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know necessarily if it didn't sell as well. It seemed like there were more of them. Some of the places broke apart the samplers because they got a lot of them. So basically, the places that did it, the Pudgy Franks went like real fast. But there's some other good cigars in there.
I agree.
You get that Chuck and that Tiff, and there's been mixed reviews of those. Those are the ones that aren't released as full Monsters. Paul and I really liked the Chuck a lot. The Tiff, I liked it more than Paul did.
Oh yeah, I like the Tiff. All right, it's a nice like what, half hour, 45 minute smoke. I think it's all right.
I thought it was a nice Connecticut. I really thought it was a nice Connecticut. It wasn't the best cigar that Pete ever did, but I didn't think it was a dog rocket either.
No. Definitely not. Just going around with you and Bob Dog, so what's your favorite out of the Monsters series, since we're on like the Halloween Monsters at the moment? Out of all of them that you've had.
The full size?
Whatever, full size, Pudgy, anything that he's released under the Monster sort of umbrella.
It's the one Bob has, that Pudgy Frank. The Frank blend is just a special blend. It's one of the best broadleaf cigars that were ever made.
Yeah, that. How about you, Bob Dog? What would be your favorite if you had to pick a monster? Any one?
The face.
That'll be my favorite of the full size ones. Yep.
Yeah, but in the pudgies, the Frank is my favorite.
I have not had the face because I would pick the. I really like the Drac a lot. I love the Drac. But I've never had the face. Yeah. I've never had the face. I've only seen it. But
it's really good. It's a real unique. It's a Mexican on that one wrapper. It's a really good cigar. And it aged wonderfully.
So for people out there hanging out, because we got a lot of viewers, people love watching. Bob Dog's the only brave one to hop on so far. If you jump on, have a smoke. If you're not having a cigar, hop on. Ask a question to Will. You can ask a question in the Q&A as well, which I'm going to pull up right here, see if there's any questions. If you want to ask a question too, I'm checking the chat on the SigFed page that you can ask a question there. And I've seen a couple people in there, like Jeff M. is in there listening. Brian Street is listening. Surgeon is in there. Send a question through. Send a question through, and we can ask it of Will and get his opinion. And because it's a Halloween or before, you know, our show before Halloween, I wanted to do a trick or treat segment about cigars. And what are some tricks and what are some treats that either be coming out or are out right now that you can pick up? So, Will, if you're thinking of a trick or treat, you're thinking of cigars, what are some treats that are either just about to be released, people should look out for, or stuff that maybe has been flying under the radar that's out now, people should pick up? What are some of your cigar treats?
I'll start off. Obviously, I was just talking about, I'll start off with one kind of, well, what do you mean by trick?
I guess what I mean by trick is maybe something you've had recently that didn't, maybe not quite lived up to the mark, or you know, something along those lines. You could take it any way you'd like, Will.
Okay.
A trick could be, you know, it could be tricky to get. Maybe it's a shop exclusive somewhere, or something that's, you know, not readily available. People should hunt down. Or, yeah, a cigar that, you know, came out that you don't think lived up to the hype, whatever.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we could do that. I'll start off with, as far as a treat goes, the Don Renato Regalos by Warped Cigars.
Ah, there it is.
Special, special blend. In my opinion, it's the best blend that Warp's done to date. I think
really?
Surgeon. Yeah, this is. I had the Corona size that came out in December, but they made this Regalos, which is more like a. It's like a. I want to say it's a little bigger than a Corona, but a little smaller than a Rothschild. But a nice cigar. And in my opinion, I really enjoyed what Kyle did with that particular line. So that definitely is a treat. Jose Blanco's Lancero, Señoro Lancero.
Yep.
If you like Señoro and you like Lancero, it's a no-brainer. So I would say definitely try to go pick that one up as well. Right now, I was actually, as far as a couple of tricks go, I'll give a couple hard to find, and then I'll kind of give one that maybe missed the mark a bit. So, Viaje, Full Moon. That's their Halloween release. They came out with a Full Moon Edición Limitada in a Maduro. It went to 5 shops. One of them was Atlantic Cigar. I checked before the show, they sold out. It's a Maduro version of the Full Moon. I haven't smoked it yet. If you're inclined to go chase it down, I would say go chase it down. It's the best thing I could say about it. But that's kind of an interesting trick. A little easier thing to find, as long as we're in the Tatuaje family, there's a cigar. It's similar to what you're smoking, Dave, but a different blend, but using the same wrapper. Tatuaje the Jackal. And it was a shop exclusive that went to Casa de Monte Cristo. So as far as that goes, I would say definitely a cigar, and there's plenty of them. So they have tons of them. They're going to be around for a while. Definitely check that out, particularly if you like the Jekyll. It's a torpedo with an unfinished foot. Really, really nice cigar to smoke. And then as far as a trick goes, I'll throw it out there. I've told Dave this before the show. Right now, I'm not getting wowed by the hide.
Yeah, but, you said that. Yeah.
But I'm not ready to kind of write it off. So it is new. It came out. I don't know. You know, like I said, I've smoked it. I had an opinion of it, but I've smoked follow ups and had my opinions change. So, but it's not a bad cigar. It's not a dog rocket, but it didn't, as far as some of the other ones, it didn't rank up there with some of the other ones that I've had.
I am going to say a trick. And this is a trick because I'm going to talk about a cigar that a lot of people listening won't even be able to buy. So that's why it's a bit tricky on my part. I'm being a bit tricky. And that is the Chowi Dos 77.
Oh, you smoked that.
Oh, now, people might be saying, like, I don't know what Dave is saying. I've never heard of this cigar. That's because it's made by a guy named Victor in the Dominican Republic. And I was originally turned on to that brand by Skip Martin that went to the DR and said that's one of the best cigars he had in the Dominican was Chowi. And it's spelled C-H-O-G-U-I. And... had Victor on the Cigar Jukebox podcast, had the original, and now his Dos 77, which is his follow-up. It is only being sold momentarily in the DR, which is a trick, but it will soon become a treat, Will, because he is going to shortly be starting to sell it in the U.S.
That's good for him. I'm glad for him. He's a nice guy.
And he's got good cigars. If anyone out there over the next... month or so, 6 weeks, be on the lookout for what's called the Chowi Dos 77. And I think by this time next year, there's going to be a lot of people talking about that cigar because it is incredible. So that's my that's a trick and a treat.
Yeah.
Another treat I think that I've had recently is I'm trying to get smoke the new stuff that's coming out to get ready for kind of like an end of the year discussion, and I had L'Atelier, the La Mission.
That's something Pete broke on your show. I remember he was talking about that. That was the Mexican. Yeah.
That is a very solid cigar, and it's really well made. That's a really good cigar, that La Mission. Because the L'Atelier, they came out with that, and they also came out with the Côte d'Or, I think they called it.
Yeah.
So lots of good treats within that line for people this year. So, yeah, some good treats out there. And this Jekyll is a good treat. I'm about that far. It's an amazing cigar.
Yeah, I like I said, that wrapper, and that's why when I was mentioning that Jackal, which is actually an Egyptian, it's some Egyptian wolf.
See, I'll tell you, they came out there, and they also came out the Côte d'Or, I think they called it.
Yeah.
So I got lots of treats within that. Todd, I just muted you for a second there, so on a bit of delay. So I just had to mute you for a second because you could hear me talking. And hearing my voice once is, tough enough. To hear it twice, that's rough on people.
And throw me in there, it's worse.
Oh, Will!
Hey, is that Todd? Is that I know Todd.
Yeah, so I'm going to unmute you now, Todd. So I just want to let you know if you're talking, nobody was responding to you. So I unmute you, Todd, so you can say hi to Will and ask a question if you like. So let me just do that. Hold on a second, Todd. And I muted Todd. And Todd. I muted you, and I'm trying to unmute you, and it's not working. I just want to mute you for the time being, Todd. Todd, can you come back in? Because I muted you because it was loud, and then all of a sudden I can't unmute you. Sorry, Todd. Would you be able to come back in, and then we can get your question and everything? So I should just be able to...
Can you hear us, Todd?
I meet you, Todd.
I see him. And I see a little
I see Todd, too. And I think Todd can hear us. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good, Todd. Thanks for joining.
Todd, can you come back in? Because I muted you because it was loud, and then all of a sudden I can't unmute you.
He's on delay.
Yeah.
I'm...
Come back in, and then we can get your question and everything.
I don't have a question, just listening, but I'm unmuted.
All right. So, Todd, would it be all right if I just muted you in the time being just because we're getting a lot of feedback?
I think Todd can hear us.
I'll mute it back.
There we go.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for joining, Todd. So, yeah, Todd's got a bit of and if you have a bit of feedback and you want to join in, that's great that you can hear. If you have a question, you can put it in the Q&A, and that way we can get to your question. And we don't get the feedback, which would be good. But thanks for coming on, Todd, and checking us out. If you'd like to come on like Todd and Bob Dog have, if you go to the virtual event HERF page and you click on the link, if you click on if you go to the shows, find virtual event HERF, there's a link to join the show, and it says, click here to join the virtual event HERF. You can click on that and jump in. We got about half an hour left. You can ask a question to Will. And one of the things, Will, I want to ask you is because you have a lot of experience about what's out there and everything, I guess it's sort of like with the trick-or-treat, but since we're nearing sort of the end of year, what are some cigars that came out this year that people should check out, you think? Like, what's a good cross-section of cigars that people should try out, cigars that have come out this year?
Oh, it's been, the year started off slow. But I think the year kind of is really, the best stuff's come out in the second half of the year. One cigar that I've been really high on has been Jose Seas's Matilde Oscura. That has just hit the shops right now. I talked to John David from Toasted Foot. We were at IPCPR, and we were kind of the last day just kind of talking, and the question came up, what was the best cigar you had on the show floor? And we both said that cigar. So in my opinion,
And you just recently had, yeah, because you just recently had those guys on your show.
Yeah, and it's not because they were on the show. This was, I was pretty, if you read some of the stuff I've talked about beforehand, I was pretty high on that. But I do know those guys. They're great, great family. And I happen to think that Oscura is, there have been some other cigars I've had since the show that have really, really wowed me as well. Florida Silva Maduro in the Toro size has been I know some of the SigFed guys have been high on that blend, but in that Toro size, it is aging perfect right now. Casada, the Reserva Privada, Robusto, home run. It's a potential cigar of the year candidate in my book. So those are, I just smoked Avo Classic Covers Volume 2. And I'm, you know, Paul and I are big Avo smokers. If you're not an Avo smoker and you don't like the Avo profile, you may want to still try this cigar. It's a very rich cigar that doesn't have that Avo grassy herbal quality that's sometimes hit or miss for people. The only issue I had with that cigar is it does draw a little loose, so you got to smoke it a little controlled, otherwise you'll burn it real hot. But if you kind of smoke it slow, it's a really good cigar, and I think it will appeal to the people who normally don't go to Avo cigars.
Yeah, I have to say for me, and I don't know if you chime in on this too, Bob Dog, but for me, the whole Avo line has been a big blind spot. Like, I really haven't had a whole lot of that line. It needs to be something I check out, I think.
Yeah, I would say that for me, Avo's kind of been hit or miss. Overall, I wouldn't turn one down. Yeah, it's a good enough cigar.
No.
But,
You know what was funny with Avo? They came out with the Nicaragua. And I smoked through, there were four sizes. And Paul and I smoked three of the four sizes. And we were good cigar, but it didn't really wow us. And then I went and smoked the Box Press Special Toro, which is the 60, because I had it. And that cigar, and I was talking to Dave before the show about cigars that smoke good in the 60, that cigar was great in the 60. And Paul went back and smoked it. And he agreed with me. And a couple of other people we gave it to, we trust, they agreed. We were real surprised. That we felt that 60 was what they were trying to accomplish with that cigar, kind of balancing the Nicaraguan and the Dominican tobacco in there.
Now, talking about newer cigars, and I don't know when this one came out. You'll be able to help me out with this, Will. But Todd came back in. He's watching us, and he typed in a question on the Q&A. And it's about the LFD La Knox is what he's smoking tonight. He's impressed with it. He likes it. He was wondering what the other people thought. So, Will, have you heard that LFD? Have you had the La Knox yet?
I had it pre-release. The one that surprised me, it's a good cigar. Todd's right. I think it's a very enjoyable cigar. It was a lot more dialed back than I when you look at that cigar, because it's so dark. It's one of those cigars that can the wrapper could fool you, but it's a nice cigar, very well balanced, nice sweetness in it. It's getting some good reviews out there too.
I haven't had that one.
Yeah.
It just hit the stores maybe in the last week. I mean, it just started hitting the stores.
That's why I haven't had it.
Yeah, I've only seen it around. I haven't had it yet. But one cigar I did have that I'd be interested to hear, and I don't know if you've had it too, Bob Dog, but what Will has to say as well, is another one of my treats is I had the Davidoff Escurio in the Toro size, and I thought that was just a fantastic cigar. I had the Toro.
The big ring gauge?
Yeah, the Grand Robusto. Toro. So yeah.
Okay.
No, the Grand Toro, so the biggest one out of those
okay.
three.
Okay.
I thought it was fantastic. It was great.
I like that one. But I like the Robusto better. But I like that blend a lot.
And I haven't had that one either.
Mm. It's sort of like a follow-up to the Nicaragua. It's what they call their Black Label series. And it's a really good cigar. I mean, and I'd be interested in what you think, Will. I mean, do you think, because I don't know how that cigar is doing, but do you think if it gains in popularity and sells really well, do you think more people start using more Brazilian tobacco?
See, the answer I'm thinking is, from what I've heard right now, it's getting more expensive to get Brazilian tobacco. And actually, specifically, especially Modafina is getting very hard to get. So I was talking to Nick Malolo about this and a little bit with Steve Sanka. That's what's driven – Nick was saying specifically that's what drove a lot of people to go to San Andreas because it was getting harder and more expensive to get the Modafina tobacco. Now, Davidoff can obviously do it with their resources. So I don't know – I think in the short term, maybe no, but maybe some of the big, like maybe you see a General or maybe you see an Altidus next year go in that direction. It wouldn't surprise me if General goes someplace with Brazil next year.
So it'd have to be a larger company that can kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say you can't get it. You can get it. It's just becoming more difficult. So it depends on which factories and which or where tobacco's getting sourced from, on who's going to get whatever those supplies are and how affordable it is.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, but it was just such a great cigar. And I wonder if it's going to follow the same sort of, I guess, journey that the Nicaraguan did, and it, you know, if they'll be putting out other Vitolas, line extensions, and sort of, I'm really excited to see where that cigar goes.
I am too. Now, you know, Davidoff's, the way they operate with the appointed merchants, you know, appointed merchants have to make a significant investment, so they're very sensitive to the amount of SKUs they have, especially over the past few years. So that's why you've seen some sizes and some lines get discontinued under various brands and why they just haven't gone gangbusters releasing a whole bunch of Nicaragua. So I think over time they'll evolve some more sizes into Nicaragua and Escurio. It's just not going to be a rapid expansion.
And now Todd is back and he's asking, and I always suggest that people do this, you know, at their shops with friends or just around with friends, is to all have the same cigar and discuss like what they're getting off of that cigar. And one of the things, Todd, the reason we haven't done that yet is because of where people live. It's hard to tell what availability people have and if they can pick it up or not. But that's definitely something that we're going to try and do in the future. And we try and do that when we have blenders on, because we try and focus on the brand. But this is a HERF that covers multiple continents, so it's hard to tell who's got what or who can buy what. But I agree, Todd. It's a really good thing, I think. And I'd be interested to hear what you think, Will, and what you think, Bob Dog. But when I talk to blenders, one of the things that they talk about a lot, and Jose talks about this, and I think Skip Martin talks about it as well, is the idea of everybody having the same cigar, sitting down, and talking about what they getting off that cigar, what flavors they're getting, and that being a way that you can kind of improve your palate and really sort of improve the experience and enjoy the cigar on a deeper level, is if everybody's having it, sort of saying what they're getting off of it.
I agree.
Yeah, I've done that at a cigar bar. We got together and went in the humidor. And the guy from Taboo Lifestyle Cigars, Young Fan, was there. So we all went in the humidor, and we got the Taboo Lifestyle Sabano. I think there's about four or five of us. Toasted it up and started talking about the cigar, started hearing from Young what he thought about the cigar. And I tell you, I had had one before, and I thought that the experience of us all sitting down and talking about what we were getting on the Retro Hail, especially with that one, kind of gave me a new insight into the nuances of what the notes were of that blend. And I think that process would be really great to have here on the virtual HERF. And I look forward to getting together with them guys again and picking out another one. I think the next one we wanted to do was the Johnny Tabacanat.
Ooh, I want to try that cigar so bad, Bob Dog. I may just buy a ticket to America and fly down and join you just to try that cigar. I'm very excited about that. Have you had that, Will, the tobacco nut?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Can you give me a little, like, you know, just sort of what your impressions were, like, generally?
So, at best, I didn't review it or do anything with it yet. Yeah. But here's what I'll say. It had a lot of Davidoff Nicaragua type qualities, but not Davidoff Nicaragua. As I guess it is a different cigar. I don't know, when I looked at that wrapper, the wrapper reminded me of a Davidoff Nicaragua wrapper. So that could have been playing with me scientific, you know, that's not the power of suggestion, so to speak, which can happen. So But I was impressed with it. It had a lot of that sweetness like the Nicaragua does. I thought the Figurado shape really does well with that blend. So you get a lot of the nuances out of that thing.
I just want to say, and Matt Booth was on last week. We talked a little bit about the Tabaconat. We talked a little bit about a lot of things. A lot of them weren't related to cigars, but, you know, it was Matt Booth, so that's what you get.
Imagine that.
But I have to say, the more and more I've had his cigars and listened to him in interviews and talked to him, I'm just a huge Room 101 Matt Booth fan. Like, I'm just a huge fan, because what he's done with cigars, you know, since he first came on, is he's really grown a lot as far as cigars has gone. And they put out some great cigars, and he has really made that partnership work to its fullest extent, I think, and is putting out just some wonderful stuff, and it's good to see.
I'm a Room 101 fan for sure.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of the Big Payback, but I get what that cigar was about. And for the price point, you can't really argue about that cigar. But I think the cigar that turned it for him, Dave, everyone says it was Namakubi, and I get it because it was a huge hit, but it was the Connecticut. I go, that Connecticut is underrated in that line. And it didn't sell well, but it's a great, great Connecticut.
I have to say that Connecticut is both a trick and a treat, because the trick of it is it's so underrated, because I've had it as well. It was one of the first cigars I've ever had. And it's really underrated, but the treat of it, it's an amazing Connecticut. They're hard to find, I have found, because believe you me, over the past 5 years or so, I daily search for the Room 101 Connecticut. And it is just a tremendous – I think it's just a really well-made cigar that you don't hear a lot about. I have a question here from Al. So Al is watching us, so thanks, Al. He has a question. We were just talking about wrappers, which is interesting. And he says that he likes the Cameroon wrapper the best, and was wondering for the people here, Bob Dog and Will, what are some wrappers? What are your favorite wrappers? On a cigar.
Well, for me, San Andreas is a favorite. The Arapiraca, real nice sweet notes to it. I really like that one. And I'm a big Corojo and Habano fan, too.
Nice. How about you, Will?
Out of the Dominican Republic, the HVA wrapper. You see that on stuff from La Aurora. You see that from Casada's using it a bit. I think Caldwell's incorporated some of that, or Ventura people. I think that's a very underrated wrapper. The Havana Vuelto Abrejo, that's a really good wrapper. I happen to love the Cameroon wrapper as well. When it's authentic Cameroon. In fact, I just smoked Rocky's Decade with the Cameroon on it, and I was real impressed with it. Connecticut Broadleaf, very, very, very good wrapper. And Drew Estate's Stalk Cut Habano wrapper. I cannot say enough about that wrapper. Everything they've used that on has been a home run in my book.
I'm kind of a mix between Will and Bob Dog. I like the Mexican San Andreas. I like the Brazilian Arapiraca. I think with the Brazilian, the stuff that Skip Martin does with that tobacco is fantastic, with that Brazilian Arapiraca, what he does with that. And I also like the Rosado wrapper. I like that as well. A couple cigars feature that, and it's quite nice. So, yeah, I have to say those are mine. It's a good question, Al. Thanks for that. And it's – and the wrapper, too, you can – like, changing the wrapper, you could totally change that whole cigar experience. That wrapper can really really change things up.
Yeah, I mean, you go to Rocky's Decade, and I'm not going to say I like Decade. It's a very good cigar. I got really got elevated with that. Then basically they were testing out a Cameron wrapper, and I blended. It just happened to take real well to it. That was like an under-the-radar. You want to talk about a trick that was released last year that didn't get talked a lot about. That's a really good cigar.
Rocky's sort of, in the last year or so, he sort of had a resurgence since they were on the top 25 for Cigar Aficionado.
That was a good cigar, that the Royale. That cigar, it was actually released 2 years ago, and it was a very good cigar. And that kind of, I think, started a resurgence. I think Rocky has gone narrower in the past few years. Instead of coming out with 7 or 8 brands, he's focused 3 or 4. And I think that's showing the difference in the releases right now.
We got about 10 minutes left. If you want to jump on and have a question, jump on, ask Will a question. You can either find the link at the cigar or the virtual event HERF page. If you go to the SIGFED page, go to shows, find the virtual event HERF. There's a link that says click here to join the HERF. You can jump in, or like Todd and Al have done, you can type a question in the Q&A, and we can ask it to Will. We got about 10 minutes left. And it was what was I going to say? And go ahead, Bob Dog.
I got a question for Will. I want to know, Will, have you ever had the Foundry Lithium?
I haven't. That was one of the small batch ones, right?
Yeah, it was really limited.
Yeah, I haven't had that one.
I got some off of the La Gloria chat show they had, and I got to tell you, great cigar. It's got a super, super black wrapper. I was trying to find out what the wrapper was because they don't say, and I thought maybe if you've had one, you would know what it was. I've had them sitting out for about 6 months or so, and I smoke them very occasionally. But man, it is a solid black wrapper. It's got a good cocoa and cedar notes, and it's got a good strength and spice, but I just can't find out what that wrapper is, and I've never seen a wrapper that black.
I remember those were the ones they added last. They added the lithium last year into these, and that's. Did you get it? It comes in that
canister.
Kind of a,
it's
a canister.
Can.
Yeah, it's a. You know, Foundries I know has had its criticism, and maybe its criticism has been in the strengths because some of those small batch releases, and I've had some of the other compounds and elements that they've released. Those small batch releases were actually really, really good, some of them. So, you know, I haven't had the lithium one, but I think there's been some good ones in there. But I think they've gotten overshadowed by some of the other stuff, which has been hit or miss.
Let me unmute myself. I got a question here. Todd's back. And he kind of joined late, and so he's wondering what people are smoking. So I'll start off, and we'll go down the line, which will be a good sort of bookend, see how the cigar is performed for people. I was smoking the Tatuaje, because you're trying to do a Halloween theme, so I had the Jekyll, and this is where I'm at in mine. And for me, this cigar is really well-balanced, great flavor. It's still really producing a lot of complexity, even at that size, which for me tells a lot about a cigar and a lot about a blend. If it can still deliver at this size and I haven't tossed it yet, that's a very good sign for the cigar. So we'll just go down the line. We'll go Bob Dog next. Bob Dog, you want to let people know what you were smoking and how you found it?
Yeah, I got the Tatuaje Putty Monster Frank. Just impeccable construction, great taste. I love this wrapper. It's got good strength. The flavor nuances, especially on the retrohale, are just top-notch. I just love this cigar.
Will, you want to give the verdict on your cigar, how it smoked?
Yeah, it's the Minimum, which I think the Minimums are about 3 years old now. They've lost a little bit of the edge that they had when they first came out. They're dialed back a little. Still some great sweetness, just still a very good overall experience, though. They, like I said, they may have lost a touch, but they may have passed their peak, but they're still smoking very good.
I'm going to touch on that past your peak in a second, but Al has another question. He talks about, is there a brand that is reasonably priced that is a good smokable cigar? I have to say, price-wise, for me, and Will's had this cigar as well. I don't know if you have, Bob Dog, but for it's a $5 stick. It's a wonderful half an hour smoke. It's limited, but they're still out there, and that's the Jericho Hill Shots. I think the Jericho Hill Shots, for the price and for the flavor you get out of that short Corona, I think the Jericho Hill Shots is a really affordable cigar that really sort of performs above and beyond price point.
That's a good cigar.
How about you, Will? I mean, I guess, like, in general, I think, like, a lot of Skip cigars are around that sort of $7 mark. And those are very good cigars, like the Aquitaine Mode 5s and stuff around $7.
Totally was.
How about you, Will?
I think you got to look at the three AJ Fernandez cigars that have been released in the last year: the New World Connecticut, and the Enclave. The story that what AJ Fernandez has done in the last year and a half with those releases, they have just really, they're good releases, and they're selling extremely well. So I look at those, and they're all in the $6 range, and all three of those have box-worthy sizes in there that aren't going to break the bank for you. So I look at those AJ Fernandez lines, and that's a big story this year. I think everyone's been coming out with these more pricier cigars and fears of the FDA $10 price limit. And here's AJ Fernandez coming out with some great $6 cigars right now.
How about you, Bob Dog? Do you have a value cigar that is sort of one of your go-tos? Do you have a go-to sort of value price cigar?
I'm going to piggyback on Will. Mine is the Enclave. I mean, for the price, it's a box-worthy cigar. I had the New World, and somebody gave me one of the Enclaves, and I like the Enclave better.
I gotta try that cigar. I hear a lot of good things about the Enclave. I gotta pick that up.
Enclave's really good. You know, the other one I didn't mention was Fleur de Decrassier. That's the one he came out with in the can by Decrassier Cigars. It's like a $7 cigar, and you would never know that thing is a $7 cigar either.
I mean, this is a can of worms that I'm opening up 2 minutes before we have to finish. But I guess with value price cigars, like, it's all relative in the sense that, like, you know, you can get like a $7 cigar, right? That's like, I think the Aquitaine Mode 5 is sort of between like $7, $8, somewhere in there. And it's an it'll take you an hour and a half. It is an amazing cigar, one of my top five. And it's like $7. Like, you know, if you think, generally speaking, like what you can get for $7, that gives you, you know, that sort of relaxing experience for that length of time. Like, it's an amazing value.
It is, and it's a consistent cigar. It's just been consistent. It's been out 3 years, and they smoke as good now as they did 3 years ago. They're consistent. So there's a real good track record with Skip stuff right now.
So we are all done. That hour has flown by. But I want to thank Will, Bob Dog. Bob Dog, you're getting a shirt. Giving Bob Dog the shirt, man.
Yeah, email coop@cigar-coop.com, your address.
You got that, Bob Dog? Or
or you can find me. I think you're friends with me on Facebook, but just get me that contact, and I'll get you the shirt.
I'll send you a PM on Facebook.
That's fine. Perfect. And I'm going to be going up to Rhode Island, and I'll be hitting the shirt supply on Thursday, so you'll get that.
Oh, that's good, because I know that Rhode Island also makes boat sails. You might need to stop by the sail shop to get enough material to make a shirt my size.
I have some. I'm very well stocked on big shirts right now, and small ones. It's the middle ones I'm not, so we should be good.
You and okay, me both, then. Bob Dog. No, I don't think a shirt with I don't think a shirt that didn't have two X's hasn't been in my wardrobe since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, I think it went to 2X when I was about 9 and you know, I know this is like a public broadcast, but I'll admit it in the public. I'm a 4X now.
Yeah, there you go, Bob Dog. No worries there, man.
I'll go
but no,
big.
And just a little before I let everybody go, I just want to thank Will for the time, for allowing me to do a do-over from when we talked for 45 minutes and didn't broadcast any of it, the lost episode of Virtual Event Herf. But now we've got to rectify that. And I want to let people know, those watching and joining us, that the next guest will be in second week in November, and it's going to be Fred Rui from Nomad.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
Fred's going to be on, a fellow Wisconsinite. We're two Wisconsin brothers, you know, separated by, you know, oceans apart, but going to connect, talk about the Packers, talk about his cigars. Because Fred actually grew up in a town that was like 20 minutes away from where I grew up. So that was interesting. A little trivia.
Yeah, he was just back there last week. They had the Brew City Cigar Fest from Milwaukee.
Yeah,
he did
right.
Periscoping from there and done another show. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So join us next week. We'll have Fred on. Grab your favorite Nomad cigar. I'll be smoking I'll be smoking one of his newer releases. Not the Therapy, unfortunately. I'm gonna have to get me some of those. But
that's a good value price cigar. That Therapy. That's another one we should talk about. But yeah.
And so. Pick up your favorite Nomad, hop on, join me and Fred, talk about cigars. So thanks again, Will. Thanks, Bob Dog, for hopping on. Thanks for everybody watching, everybody that asked a question. It was great having you on, and I'll see you next month.
Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob Dog. See you later. See you, Will.
See you, Bob.